This is GIS News. Coming up, Clarendon Skills Training Facility to be renovated. Just over 30 houses being constructed in Majestic Gardens and Junction Health Centre being refurbished. The news in detail after the break.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do by April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. The Japanese government is spending just over $10 million to renovate the Crooked River Skills Training Center in Northern Clarendon. The renovation will revive training opportunities for residents of the community and surrounding areas. The money was provided by the Embassy of Japan through its grant assistance for grassroots and human security projects. Minister without portfolio in the Finance Ministry, Horace Daly, says upon completion, Heart Trust NTA will assume responsibility for the management and skills training curriculum at the center. It will offer training in apiculture, barbering, cosmetology, cake baking and decorating, and bar service, among others.
So this grant today is to refurbish the building, windows, doors, all the necessary facilities that will make it ready to hand over to Heart.
Minister Daly was speaking at the signing ceremony at the Japanese embassy Thursday. Jamaica has received $525 million in funding support from the grant assistance for grassroots and human security projects since 1995. 32 houses are to be constructed in Majestic Gardens, St. Andrew, by the National Housing Trust, the NHT. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller broke ground for the $175.2 million project on Wednesday. She says under a revised housing model developed by the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, beneficiaries will be able to customize their units as their resources allow.
This 32-unit development will be a new model for NHT inner city housing. There will be a single-story starter unit with room for expansion. So the starter units will all have room for expansion. Beneficiaries of these units will also be provided with designs free of cost to accommodate the expansion. What we are doing with housing in this community is part, ladies and gentlemen, of a broader commitment to Vision 2030.
Construction of the units will result in the completion of Phase 1 of the Majestic Gardens housing development, which saw 48 housing solutions being handed over in December last year. And the Prime Minister is encouraging investment in the $40 billion global market for medical tourism. Mr. Simpson-Miller says given the recent announcement of Jamaica's first medical tourism facility to be built in Montego Bay, the country's world-renowned cadre of nurses and doctors, as well as its demonstrated expertise in medicine, there's no reason Jamaica cannot attract significant investments and tourist flow in this area. The Prime Minister cites data which shows that Jamaica could attract some 15,000 medical and residential care patients each year and generate an annual income in excess of $125 million within 5 years.
It has been estimated that Jamaica has the potential to attract over 20,000 wellness tourists to our spas, generating over $42 million annually.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller was delivering the keynote address at the recent launch of Eden Gardens Wellness Resort and Spa. And plans are far advanced for the refurbishing of the maternal and dental units at the Junction Health Center in St. Elizabeth. Following a tour of the facility on Wednesday, Minister of State with Responsibility for Primary Health Care Infrastructure, Luther Buchanan, said the improvement work is expected to get underway in the upcoming financial year. He says improving the Junction Health Center is part of the general thrust to boost services at the primary health care level. Additionally, the facility is to get a general facelift, proper signage will be implemented, and the waiting area expanded. The Junction Health Center offers curative, child care, dental, mental health, family planning, environmental health, and pharmacy services. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell. We'll be right back.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.